Thanks for downloading this podcast from WJFK.com. It's just as easy to go to LiveNation.com, click a couple times, and get your tickets to the Family Values Tour, featuring Korn, Evanescence, and more, Saturday, July 28th at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets for the Family Values Tour are on sale now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Who he?
Shut up!
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I went to my health club. The International House of Pancakes. There's no reason to bodybuild. None. That's why God gave us the International House of Pancakes.
Our man, Louis Black.
You feel good about your body when you go there, no matter what your body is, because there's always someone there who weighs 350 pounds more than you'll ever weigh. It's guaranteed. It's on the back of the menu. Read it sometime. And what I like about it the best is they don't give you a cup of coffee there. They give you a thing called a hodl of coffee that's this big. So I put in the milk and the sugar, and I drank the whole thing, and then I go, bring me some pancakes!
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting from In of Doors, The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, look, there's Leah Remedy.
You're an idiot.
What was that, Leah?
You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
You're an idiot.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
You're an idiot.
Can I give me a C?
You're an idiot.
All right, you get it. Anyway,
I guess they re-ran King of Queens last night.
Full hour, Don.
Full hour.
Great, like the good old days.
Full hour.
Hour-long episode or back-to-back half hours?
2 half hours.
2 beautiful half hours.
All right.
Everybody,
before we talk about Mike Vick. I have noticed this as the story continues with Michael Vick. Pleased to be noting... especially on ESPN, when they do the, they've got the headline on the bottom and they've got the little headshot of Michael Vick.
Right.
Please note how over the last few days it's changed from a headshot of him in a white shirt with a necktie to now he's got the do-rap on his head.
So as
the story changes, please
modifying
note,
a little.
Please
bit.
Note the subtle changes where before you got shots of him like running through the end zone. Now you're going to get him flipping off the fans. Lots of what could be interpreted by NFL films as intense quarterback look.
Yeah.
Instead, looks like thug ready to kill a dog.
Right. Really. And by the way, Nike has said that we will now postpone the release of the new V shoe. It's delaying the release of the shoe until the other shoe drops.
Well, based on the cost of those shoes, what it costs to make them, that's going to cost Nike about 11 cents.
And lest anybody think that that I am here with a clear conscience screaming about Michael Vick and what an awful person he is, you should know I'm an awful person too. Last night at about 9 o'clock, as everyone knows, there's nothing on TV now. There's nothing on TV.
Nothing.
9 o'clock. Nothing on. You know what that means for me? Frog time.
Why do you favor rape?
Larry. I go to Larry. Now, this is.
Be nice.
I can't.
You must.
I can't.
Who do you have on last night?
She's going to be on tonight. He teased it last night.
Oh.
Did you see her?
Nobody know who's going to be on tonight.
You didn't see her, though.
I've seen a picture of her.
You didn't see her live on TV, though.
No.
Tammy Faye Baker.
Oh, dear.
Must weigh literally 50 pounds.
Awesome.
And what was the slug underneath? It said Tammy Faye Baker.
You know how it would say, like, you know, Bill Clinton, former president of the United States.
Right.
Said Tammy Faye Mesner, gravely ill with inoperable cancer.
And, wow.
And
she has been hanging on.
Yeah.
Weight.
But I turned on the TV last night, and the sound that I made, and I'm ashamed to say this, is halfway between disgust and delight.
Oh, dear.
So much so that other folks came running from parts of the house where we had just gotten done with dinner.
And did they look at you like you were a monster?
They did. And then Jan said to me, well, why don't you just do what comes natural? And I said, well, I am doing what comes. I'm sorry. Look at her.
Well, you have to consider the history.
And she said, well, why don't you call Rob? And I said, well, of course I'm going to call Rob.
And you got me in just on the tail end.
Because when you're experiencing a moment like that, you have to share it with a like-minded individual.
Well, here's the thing. It's such a great pull because here's how it went. I call Robbie
and
up.
And how?
I call Robbie up, and Carrie picked up, and Carrie likes to talk.
My wife?
Yeah. But it was like I was delivering some message with real urgency. I said, "Hi, Carrie, it's Don. I cannot speak to you. I got to talk to Rob right now."
Make her run. She came down a flight of steps running.
And I hear her running with a phone. And I hear Julia, Rob's daughter, as the phone's going by, go, "Hi, Uncle Don."
Fading.
And I'm like going, "Hello? Hello, Julia." And then Rob picks the phone. And I say, "Right now, like the wind, 202. Larry King, right now." I said, "I will wait for your reaction."
How was my reaction?
Your reaction was, I told you, exactly the same as mine. It was.
Was it the inhaling laugh that Rob has?
At first it was an audible shriek is how I would describe it. It was, I don't have the vocal range to do it. It was like.
Yeah, the inhale.
It was inhale.
Yeah.
And then it was the biggest, most gut-wrenching laugh you've ever heard. Then it was followed by, "Oh, my effing God."
Yeah. And she's going to be on live tonight?
Yeah, and then...
Not just was she on, but he's teasing it. That's Jesus. The thing that makes so unbelievable.
He's already taped it.
This is... she has no real business being alive right now.
The only way I can describe the way she looks, have you ever drawn something on a balloon that's inflated, and then when you deflate it,
yes.
It wrinkles,
yeah.
But the image is still there.
Picture,
but it's wrong.
Yeah.
She's still fighting, though.
Picture, picture Lonnie Anderson. If someone did one of those big caricatures of her,
yeah.
With the big oversized head, and just what Rob said, and then like a balloon deflated it.
Was she in bed when the
She was propped up.
She was propped up.
Yeah,
propped
like it looked probably like a wheelchair. We have some tape if you want to hear how her voice sounds.
Let's just wait till tomorrow.
Don't even want to hear about the cheeseburger?
Come on, please.
Okay, all right.
It's pretty please. Good, Don.
I know.
Everyone wants to hear it.
I know. It's sad.
She's just wafer thin.
What have the doctors said to you about how much time you may have left?
You know, he really is sensitive, too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very. What have they said, huh?
How much time do you have? Go!
He's as sensitive as he gets because at one point he calls her dear.
We go to Tammy Faye. When are you going to die, dear?
I asked them not to tell me. I don't want my faith level to go down. And so I don't know. That's in God's hands.
Do you fear the worst?
Wow. Stupid question.
And Mike, it is so stupid because you are looking at a woman, I am not kidding, to watch this, like I said, you go, oh, God, she's practically dead.
Right.
And he's asking her these questions.
Mm-hmm. Do you fear the worst?
Do you fear the worst? What do you think, Larry?
She's got a monitor, Larry. She can see herself.
Good Lord.
I don't fear. I'm concerned, Larry.
Anyway, I'm awful because I called Rob and we shared a good
old... Well, you know what? You're both going to get that free pass when you get up to heaven for the bilking of the money that those two
did.
Remember,
yes, yeah.
You still got to remember the history.
PTL, pass the loot.
You get a slight free pass on that one.
Mm-hmm. As you know, we all hate cancer and all that stuff, but I think it's nice that with all of her, all of the trouble she's been through, she still managed to put on the same amount of eye makeup.
Isn't that wonderful?
And lipstick and bright fire truck red lipstick.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. And a little rouge, maybe?
Lots of, you know, she had the eyeshadow.
Yeah.
Just pancake.
That's her trademark.
Beautiful hair.
And
anyway, that's a...
who looked worse, her or Larry?
Larry.
Still.
Yeah.
That's the J.O. alert tonight.
Larry King.
If you want to work tonight, turn on Larry King at 9 o'clock.
Do you feel the worst?
Do you feel bad now?
How does it feel? Good?
God,
not
amazing.
Good, right?
Yes.
And he threw a deer in there to humanize him a little bit?
Yeah,
how do you feel, deer?
You're skinny, right?
Wow.
You're dying, right? Which one is it?
Number 10, I think.
Cut number 10?
Where he calls her deer.
Sensitive Larry.
All right, deer.
How you doing, deer?
That's right there. You heard that is as sensitive as Larry.
How you doing, dear?
That's it. That's the
frankly,
extent.
Tammy, dear, we know you so long and you've been with us so many times. Are you still a little scared?
A little bit. For my children, mostly.
But it would not be for yourself.
For myself, I know where I'm headed. But I know that...
Oh,
sadness.
Horrible.
You know, that comes with those that care about you.
I'm forgetting that it's Tammy Faye now.
Wow. I know.
I'm forgetting it's Tammy Faye Baker now.
And you, Mike, you watch it tonight. Watch it tonight.
I don't want to.
Watch it tonight.
I don't want to.
It was like a 90-second teaser, and didn't you feel like you watched it for an hour and a half?
Yeah. How long is she going to be on tonight?
Full hour.
Full hour.
Full hour, dear.
Hopefully. Full hour tonight.
It's taped.
Oh, it's taped?
It's in the can.
That's how he was able That's how he was able to tease it last night.
Oh, dear me.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Dear what is up?
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Just want to comment about Michael Vick and the dogs.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have wanted to. Sorry that we've not taken a lot of calls. Go ahead.
I know. My apologies on that, but I am
No. Go ahead. Take your time.
Big Hokie fan, but I'd like to offer up my young nephew's jersey and anybody else who'd like to throw a Vick jersey or a Vick helmet into the pot and just have a bunch of dogs do their business in, on, around Michael Vick.
See, here's the thing, honey. I had that same thought myself, but it reminded me of when Mike and I, when we played records back when we burned Milli Vanilli records, when we found out that
I think you got to always be just a little careful when you're talking about the mass burning. You know, it's just a, well, it reminds me of, well, the land where Rob comes from.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
You know, I always remember that they were the big ones for burning stuff.
If you feel that way, you know, just do what I do. Just take it out and just throw it away.
Yeah. Mike, they did it for warmth.
They did it for warmth.
Very cold.
The only thing you should burn, seriously, is an intern's clothes.
Here.
The only thing you should burn is a bra, baby.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. That's right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Speak.
All right.
Or forget it.
Sorry, much too busy today for someone like you. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi there, we're doing great.
All right, I'd just like to say that you shouldn't, you know, just waste your money on buying Vick jerseys. If you already have them, you should just sell them and donate it to the ASPCA. I mean,
well, I wish I was as right thing as you. I threw them away.
You know, for anybody else that has them, I think that's a fine idea.
Yeah, but here's the question. Idea. Who wants to buy it now on eBay?
Right.
Some kid from Europe or something that still likes Vick.
Yeah, and you know, they'll still sell. They will still sell.
You know, some kid from New York. Some thug from New York.
Some Yankee fan will buy it.
Oh, there you go.
Some Yankee fan will buy it. Uh-huh. Seven games.
Uh-oh. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, Don and Mike.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, you know, why do we continue to put athletes on this big, high moral pedestal? I mean,
hey, hold on a second. But you make a valid point. But let's talk about, like I said, this would not be if it was Michael Vick. It would be if it was an entertainer. It would be if it was a politician.
Yeah, it really would.
Anybody. You're talking at this point about.
So you can put the whole celebrities. You can put the whole thing under celebrities.
You're talking about killing dogs. It's got nothing to do with the fact that he's a football player.
Mm-hmm.
I'd feel the same way if he was the lead singer of Green Day.
And I think I have an answer for why we put celebrities on a pedestal in this country, because you know what? Everybody's out slaying the dragon every day, and everybody likes to have people to build up and tear down in this country. That's why we are. I mean, it is, and it's out of control now. It is definitely the culture of celebrity. You want to get a little peek at that? Take a look at that TMZ.com someday and just watch the absolute maniacal passion of these paparazzi when these people that haven't even done anything other than be famous are walking into a club.
Which is more fanatical, though, the people taking the pictures or the dopes like you and me who put TMZ on our favorites list and go there like five times a day?
I am addicted to it. I freely admit that. And you know, but it does. It's kind of looking at a car wreck. That's the way I look at it.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
We're doing great.
I guess let me just start out by saying I'm a huge NFL fan, but I'm the kind of guy, I live in my own little bubble, kind of. I don't think I can change the world, nor do I care to. You know, I just want to keep to myself, do what I got to do.
Until the world comes in your front door.
Well, yeah. But
then you are screwed.
Well, now I find myself the last couple, you know, since yesterday, writing emails to Nike, writing emails to Atlanta Falcons, because I see this guy's mug on the TV, my chest gets tight. I'm absolutely sick.
I dig. I mean, that's how I feel as well.
I'm absolutely sick. And if Nike and Mr. Blank there, if they don't stand up and, you know, we love sports. It's such an important thing. Money is God, I guess.
I feel that way when I see John Travolta. My chest gets tight.
But at some point...
Only in hairspray, though, right?
Only when he's in the hairspray outfit.
No, at some point, you just got to draw a line and just say, you know, if this guy plays football and I turn on my TV and I see him on there, as much as I love football, I'm going to turn it off and walk away. I just don't care anymore.
I wish I could say that. I threw the stuff away.
You want to really make a sacrifice? You really want to make a statement? If he's playing, you turn the game off.
Maybe I will.
Maybe you're right.
How about that?
Maybe I will. Way to commit.
How about that for making a stand? Maybe I will, Mike.
Considering it.
Sacrifice, thy name is Donnie.
Depends who they're playing. Depends what the situation is.
Right.
God, how long has it been since you've missed a Falcons game?
Hey, he's seen them.
I watch them all. I know, but it's not a cornerstone game for you.
Mm-hmm. Atlanta's in a hot division.
Hot baby.
They play the Saints a lot. They play the Tampa Bay a lot. They play Carolina a lot. That's a good division.
You still love the NFL. Don't let Michael Vick spoil that.
Oh, I won't. Besides, they'll throw that creep out. Yeah, I think so. Hello there, Don and Mike. All the dominoes are starting to pile up.
I believe so.
Hey, when you see like Nike in 24 hours doing a 180.
Yeah, we know how that works too. That's a slow build.
And that guy, Arthur Blank, that we're talking about, trust me, he's got every guy in the world right now saying, hey, listen, dude, unless you want people to start buying stuff at Lowe's, toss him off the top of the Georgia Dome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if he's found innocent, welcome him back with open arms.
Right. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
You know, some people don't realize that it's not just the pit bulls that get hurt in these fights. They'll drive around and kidnap dogs and let the pit bulls tear them to shreds so they get the taste of blood.
That's practice, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, we found a dog a couple years ago. She's sweet. She's a companion. She's a tender lover, really. And
Britney Spears. No, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding, sir.
So was he.
I know you're emotional about this.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, in addition to what that guy just talked about dogs, I don't know if you remember, about 2 years back on the shore, two pit bulls got away and mauled a little boy to death. So I wonder how much collateral damage that, you know, training these pit bulls to fight is causing in other areas of the, you know, the East Coast near where...
Well, I can only imagine those dogs get out. I mean, can you imagine what they're like? I mean, with anybody. It's scary.
On the breeder.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's up?
Don and Mike. Hey,
hi.
I'm just glad that I got out of it, Don, because about 10 years ago, I was pretty seriously in fighting lasso-opsins. It was a much smaller ring.
It's a niche interest.
And they never died. They never died. They got banged up pretty good. But
you
they,
started with dachshunds?
You know, that you might remember
went
the
to poodles.
As Good As It Gets, the film As Good As It Gets.
Oh, that little dog that was put in the trash compactor, the trash chute.
Fighting chihuahuas.
They are. Oh, man, are they mean.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Verdell.
Hi.
Where's my little dog, Verdell? Oh, those men beat the crap out of me, Jerry Maguire.
Verdell.
Don and Mike.
Hi there. What's up? You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you. How you doing, dear? Didn't Jeffrey Dahmer abuse animals before he was caught?
Yes.
People who abuse animals usually are frequently go on to abuse humans as well.
Yeah. I absolutely agree with you, Don. This is outrageous. I have dogs.
I just should say, in his defense, that I never knew of Rob to abuse animals.
Liar.
I mean, that the whole theory about it being a stepping stone.
Rob
to humans.
Has used it the other way. Mm-hmm. Rob's gone from human to animals.
Yes, exactly.
Not animals.
No, not animals yet. He's still on humans. Well, he's on one human in particular.
Once she got the taste of
hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. I find your comments a little hypocritical when not 6 months ago your own girlfriend was fighting your dogs while you were away, and you came home to carnage, and he just excused it.
My girlfriend was fighting my dogs?
When the bulldog got bit by the...
You mean when... You must be talking about when I had a new dog move into my house and the dogs were getting to know each other.
Are they getting along now?
Yeah, they get along great. That guy was just trying to be a dick.
And he's gone.
I think he was trying to be funny.
I think he was too. Hello, you know that, and that is really something that's entered into my thought about this is the fact that now Jan's been living with me since November. It has taken that amount of time, but these two dogs that for a while scrapped until they could find out who the big dog was,
right?
You know, just in the dog world. Mm-hmm. Now it is really wonderful to see the two of them laying next to each other and they play together. And
right.
You know, I just love dogs so much.
Does the bulldog fart a lot?
Oscar's farts.
They're known for that.
They are absolutely like, you know, it's like worse than Tammy Faye's breath.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Larry here.
Hello, Larry.
Tammy Faye. So you're like the new Terry Schiavo.
I don't believe Larry King said that.
He didn't say that.
Can he just excuse it? Like, hello?
That's crazy. But he is referring back to the telethon. Do you remember the tape he's referencing?
Oh, when he says to the
kid, he said, the little kid, "You're the new Maddie, right?"
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
So you remember, because the one kid that was the face of MDA died, mm-hmm. and they brought out the new kid who was the poster kid, and Larry said to him,
"You're the new Maddie, right?
You're the new Maddie, sensitive Larry."
Wow.
Remember how Maddie died?
Yeah, hello. Don and Mike show. What is up? Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Turn your radio down.
Okay, hey, Don and Mike, listen, I guess the thing I have is everybody's having a hissy fit over this guy with his dogs. Why aren't people half as upset about what's going on in Darfur with people? We're talking dogs, for crying out loud.
Shut the frig up. I'm not gonna
I don't think that argument ever holds water.
Shut up.
You know, really, I mean, yeah, the thing in Darfur is horrible.
You know why?
The thing here is horrible. I think you got to pick your fight.
Here's the answer. Because I think we got a better chance of winning this.
We're here.
I think we got a better chance of stopping douchebags like Michael Vick than we do of stopping the carnage. And, you know, and besides, isn't George Clooney handling that for us?
I think he's taking care of it. I think it's going to be 100% taken
care of. Isn't he still just dreaming?
He is taking care of it, based in his villa on Lake Como.
Lake what?
Lake Como.
Oh, Como.
Lake Como.
He is the world's most confirmed bachelor.
I'm George Clooney. I've taken up residence in Italy. It's a lovely little region. It's the banks of Lake Como.
The thing is that women want to be with him and men want to be him.
Absolutely. You might call me a Clooney Looney.
I like to say he's this generation's Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck nominated for an Emmy Award.
He'll be thrilled.
Tom Selleck, you know what we call that? Justice. Justice. Magnum nominated for another Emmy. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the Emmy nominations today?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I like Kyra Sedgwick losing it. She legitimately lost it because she did not think she was going to be nominated.
Did you see that half a fag John Cryer when he got nominated?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yay me. Meanwhile, of course you got nominated. You know why? There's only 5 sitcoms on the air now.
Right. And John Cryer, an unusual amount of enthusiasm for the nomination of, he's a 3-name person who is gay.
Neil Patrick Harris.
That's
from
it.
How I Met Your Mother.
Did you notice how excited he got with that nomination?
You know what he did? He did the fist pump. He did the Tiger Woods. Yeah,
the brotherhood.
But isn't he dating or isn't he married?
He
Lisa Joyner?
He is married to your lady.
He married my news chick, Lisa Joyner, from KCBS in Los Angeles.
That's right.
But what about this? Don't you think it's sort of a cheat that he was nominated, John Cryer was nominated for supporting actor, and Charlie Sheen got lead actor, and they're basically the same amount
of
crime?
That is a crime, Rob. Let's take that to the highest court in the land.
But it always gives the three of us a chance to go, men.
Let's take it to Richmond with a rocket docket. The rocket body with a rocket docket. Okay, all right, everybody, please.
We're all dead. We can't help it.
Shut up!
Looks like baby vomit.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Always imitated, never duplicated. The Family Values Tour. Still the best value of the summer.
I do not dare deny the basic beats inside.
Featuring Korn and Evanescence. Saturday, July 28th, Nissan Pavilion. Plus special guest, Atreyu. Flyleaf. Hell Yeah and Trivium. Plus another set of bands on the Guitar Hero second stage. All lawn tickets just $9.99. Tickets available at the Nissan Pavilion box office. All Ticketmaster locations charged by phone and online at Ticketmaster.com and LiveNation.com. The Family Values Tour 2007. The most kick-ass lineup. Korn, Evanescence, Atreyu, Flyleaf, Hell Yeah, and Trivium. Sponsored by Guitar Hero. Produced by Live Nation. Go!